This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, the weekend, we saw the Phils take 2 of 3. Now, obviously, one of them happened on Thursday, but they win on Saturday. They lose on Sunday. We'll react to the Phils' first series of the season, which did include a loss yesterday. Look, we'll also get to the home opener, which obviously is coming up in just a couple hours. Want to hear from you. If you are already tailgating! Seltzer, are you tailgating in there?
No. Yes, obviously. Ooh, well, every morning, right?
I know. If you're headed to the ballpark, all jokes aside, we want to hear from you.
Tush push. State of mind, Joe.
Yeah, well, that's right. Tush push could be on the way out. Could be on the way out. Look, we got a lot to do, and all of it with you on the phone line today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
There's a winery in Italy that has a fountain that continuously runs with red wine. This Dora wow. Sarchese Vineyard in the Abruzzo region of Italy has a free wine fountain that continuously flows with red wine from the grapes from those vineyards, and the tap is continuous, and the wine is free.
Well, that's pretty incredible.
All the time.
That's a great fact right there.
Crazy.
I like that fact, man.
And it's not the first one. It's not the only one. There are other wine fountains in Spain.
Wow. Well, I like that more than the Phillies losing yesterday. And Aaron Nola not pitching well, and the Phils bats not doing much. All right, so there's a lot from the weekend to digest, obviously. Look, three big things today. You got the tush-push reality, you got the home opener, and then you got the weekend series. Let's start with the weekend, John, because obviously we saw a lot of Phillies baseball. We'd waited about 6 months to see it. We want your impression at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you? There's a lot of ways to go here. John, what stood out to you from the Phils' first weekend in D.C.?
I thought that the approach was good. You know, that's kind of what we're looking at, eyeing up, making sure that that's right for the journey that's about to ensue. And we're up at the top of baseball in walks right now. Fourth in baseball with 18 walks. That's right behind the Dodgers with 21.
Yep.
And that's a great sign, especially because we got two less games and 52 less at-bats than the Dodgers do.
Look at you doing all the math.
Think about that,
Look
though,
at you.
Man.
Look at you.
I mean, I get very early. They have five games. We have three
they're
games.
They're also 5-0.
They're 5-0. We're 2-1. Right. But the point is, you know, they're playing good baseball because their approach is good. Our approach is really good, too, and we need to take that in and recognize that. I thought it was great to see that Bryson Stott yesterday was able to poke that thing over the fence, right into the corner of the bullpen. And he said afterwards that he wouldn't have been able to do that last year with the state of the elbow the way that it was.
Yeah. So no, you mean Saturday. Just to clarify, you mean Saturday. It was Saturday's game.
Yeah, okay.
I know they run together
was it
sometimes.
Saturday?
It was Saturday, yeah.
All right. You're right. I thought Stott and Marsh, you know, had some, you know, it was some positive stuff that we saw offensively. That was good to see. It's a bit of a concern that the runs came so late the entire series. The runs were later in games.
Yep.
Were the Nationals starting pitchers that good, or were we just a little lethargic? I think it's probably, you know, the pitching was really good. It felt like the pitching was locked in. And I thought, speaking of, you know, Luzardo was amazing. Luzardo was 11 strikeouts. I did not expect him to look that good.
Yeah, he was very impressive.
That sweeper was awesome, and it felt like no one could get a hold of that. You know, Aaron Nola then looked... They look like they want to go home in the third game of a series when they win the first two against an inferior opponent. And that bugs me. That, once again, it reared its ugly head yesterday. And we're three games into the season.
I didn't get that impression.
So that bothers
I didn't get that. What gave you that impression?
Well, it just always feels like this team, when we have two under our belt, no matter what, I have this sinking feeling like it doesn't mean as much to them as it does to me whether they win or not, even though it's this early.
I disagree with that. Look, I'm curious where everyone stands. I mean, we wait so long to see Phillies baseball, and we saw it the last, you know, three of the last 4 days. What stood out to you from that Phillies first weekend series in D.C.? The win, the loss. What hit you? 215-592-9494. I think the biggest thing that hit me, and I'm going to assume they make the playoffs, and maybe I shouldn't. As James has pointed out, there's three really good teams in the NL West. There's three really good teams in the NL East. And so, you know, one of them's not going to make the playoffs. So theoretically, that could be the Phils. But I do think the Phils will make the playoffs. What hit me the most over the weekend...
The Phils are a good team.
You know, I think they're a great team. What hit me the most over the weekend is how... I think it's going to be a vicious competition amongst the Phillies pitchers for who starts in the postseason. I mean, what really hit me was that Luzardo looked great and Nola didn't. And I love Aaron Nola, but let's be real, guys. He has had some up and down seasons in his career. He has had some dominant seasons. I think two of them, maybe three of them. But then he's had some other seasons that have been more on the pedestrian side. And I know Rob Thompson praised him after the game yesterday for the way he was throwing, and obviously the first three innings he was dealing. And it was a weird way to get into trouble in the fourth. I mean, you hit a guy on his back foot, and two batters later it's a three-run homer, and you're in a 3-0 hole, and you never make that up. But, you know, I also know... You know, 2020.
Why is it always home runs? Like, it feels like with him, he makes a mistake. They always take advantage of it. Well, yesterday, it was a 3-run and a 2-run mistake.
Part of the reason it's home runs is he has good control, meaning he is in the strike zone. I mean, this used to happen to Curt Schilling a lot. If you don't walk a ton of guys and your approach is, I'm going to challenge dudes, and I'm going to put that ball over the plate, guys are going to hit home runs at times. And here's what I know. And again, I love Nola. But, you know, 2023, end of the season, you know, he got that game six, didn't come through. Last year, postseason, he got that game three when it was 1-1, headed up to New York, didn't come through. I see a guy like Luzardo pitch. We know we're going to see Sanchez today. We know Ranger at his best can be phenomenal. And it just strikes me like it's going to be a fat. Look, the only guy that we know for sure, barring injury, there's only one guy that's guaranteed to be in the postseason rotation, and that's Zach Wheeler. He's the only one. The other four guys, it's a free-for-all amongst those four to find out which three get to start in the postseason. And the thing that hit me, you know, yesterday in relation to Saturday is it's going to be a battle, man. Luzardo was really, really, really impressive. Now, look, I'll say this. My early sense, and sometimes you can kind of just feel these things, is that if they're all healthy come October, Ranger, bullpen. Because Ranger has bullpen capabilities, he's done it before, you know, that whole thing. But let's be real, guys, if Ranger gets healthy and is great, that's a decision. And Aaron Nola, now, I know, guys, there's 159 games to go. There's no freak out here. I'm just telling you, it's a good problem to have. But the days of Aaron Nola being the definitive two on this team may be done. And then I wonder if he's not the two, is he the three? If he's not the three, is he the four? What is he? Look, we'll see Sanchez today. We'll see what we've got. In many ways, it's a good problem, but I wish Nola was a little sharper. Because the Nola that entered the postseason, the first couple starts of 2022, and the Nola that entered the postseason, the first couple starts of 2023, that guy was awesome. That guy felt like he was, if you remember, John, kind of close to Wheeler. Like 1-2, Wheeler-Nola, or Nola-Wheeler. And it feels like the longer time's gone on,
like that
there's been separation, right?
It feels like everyone else has come in here and they've shoehorned their
way in between
Wheeler and Nola.
You get my point. So I'm curious what stood out to you from the weekend. Obviously, the Nola-Lizardo thing was a big factor. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. James, biggest takeaway from the weekend, the fielding, the hitting, the pitching. Rob Thompson, couple injuries. What hit you, James?
Yeah, I'll give a positive and negative. I think the negative is Trey. Just, you know, obviously we talked about the performance on Thursday, whatever. It's the getting scratched late with back spasms, not being in the lineup yesterday, probably not in the lineup today. Like, not the start to the season you wanted from that guy. I mean, we've talked about how important it is for him to live up to that contract this year. And, you know, just a really terrible way to start the season. On the flip side, and we talked about this a little on Friday after the opener, but it seems like this team has a different vibe and mentality this year. They do seem more intense. Like, they're not doing the goof around stuff as much. It seems like that was a purposeful way to come into the season. And I appreciate that. Like, I want to see them be intense, to take it seriously, to, like I said, be a good team all year long and not just start hot, focus on this, that. Yep. Like, just be a good baseball team.
So let me ask you this.
I appreciated that.
What about the Sunday thing where it didn't feel like there was as much intensity yesterday?
Maybe
it's Aaron Nola and part of his personality translates to everyone else out there.
I don't buy that.
Come on. We've seen it time and time again with this team. And I'm not complaining. It does flummox me at times when they got two under their belt. And it's a series against an inferior opponent. Sweep it. I know that's not. I know sweeping series isn't like the goal in baseball.
No, it is
like
the goal. Of course, it's
like
the goal.
It's asking a lot,
especially when
you're
facing a bad team. I just don't make the jump that you made. But James, back to your point that you think there's a focus. So one thing that we obviously saw this weekend, daycare done. There's no more post game dumping this, dumping that in front of the camera. Did anything else give you that impression?
It's just the way the guys talked after the games. You know, it was nothing particular with the play, but it just feels the way they're carrying themselves, the way they're talking after the game. Like, it just seems more serious than it's been.
Okay. Look, we'll take your reaction to it all. 215-592-9494. As, of course, we also get ready for the home opener today. Rhea, biggest takeaway from you for the weekend?
They can't hit lefties. That's what all of their runs came against the bullpen. You know, they got the one run yesterday, but I'm with you. Lizardo was so impressive.
He was fantastic.
I mean, and fiery.
Yeah.
Like, I like that about him.
So, look, there was a lot positive. There was certainly some negative. I'll give you a negative that hit me on the weekend. It looks to me like the Phillies' depth in the bullpen stinks. Felt like every time, or near every time, that they went to one of the, you know, backup reliever guys. I mean, John, it was kind of a high wire act with some of those dudes. So,
a lot of traffic.
A lot of traffic and a lot of runs. I mean, so look, all right, there's a lot. We waited a long time for Phillies baseball. We got it. Your chance to react. 215-592-9494. We'll also get you set for the home opener, which is today at 3:05. But phone calls from the weekend, sense of excitement and anticipation for what's up ahead today, and also the tush push. We'll get into that throughout the program. That's a big topic, man. It's been a big advantage for the Eagles. It may stay, but it may go. We'll talk about it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, on the home opening day, 94 WIP.